Welcome, everybody. This is Mary Craig Ministries. We are in our series, How to Survive in the Kingdom of God. And this message is Pondering 2022 in the Presence of the Lord. This is based on something that I believe I have received from the Holy Spirit for 2022. And I received it on December 22nd. 2021 at my home. Okay. So I'm Dr. Mary Craig. This is a live teleservice, January 2nd, 2022. And let's pray. Father God, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. We come, Lord, on bended knee with our heads bowed in humility before you. We pray that we be renewed in the spirit of our minds and put on the new man, which was created according to you, Lord God, in true righteousness and holiness. That you, Lord God, would sanctify us by your word and by your spirit, that we may open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ with love, compassion, and grace. And Lord, grant that we might love with faith, from you, your faith, your kind of faith, your kind of love, Lord God, from you, God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, and we ask that the Holy Spirit come as the Spirit of grace to us, as the Spirit of truth, and the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And Lord, we thank you. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so as I said, this message today is what I believe I have received from the Holy Spirit for 2022. I have a strong sense of increased urgency to break strongholds in the spirit realm with the gospel of Jesus Christ. This ministry is rather like the air forces that go in first to prepare the way for ground troops. To that end, there is an attachment on the written version when this goes out. There will be an attachment that provides the gospel of Jesus Christ as given to me by the Lord back in 2017. The night before I spoke at the World Camp for Jesus, that is part of Sherry Benish Ministries, and this was in Jerusalem at the International Convention Center there. So I had a message all prepared and something for everybody to do, kind of like, and it was high and lofty, calling on the names of the Lord and things like that. But all night long, I started getting the same thing over and over and over, and I couldn't sleep, and I hadn't had much sleep, and I thought, I just have to get up, and I have to put this down on paper, because I knew it was the Lord, and if I didn't get it down on paper, I knew I would get no sleep at all. So I got up, and I took down this message, so it did come from him, but I'm not gonna. Well, that is the presentation of the gospel from in 2017. Not what I'm gonna do today. So that attachment will also provide a suggested way we can have an impact with the gospel and make a difference in truth. Okay, this is what I believe I've received from the Holy Spirit December 22nd, 2021. This word is in sections. So section one, silence. 2022 will be a year of silence to those who have no hope. They will continue to refuse and reject me, the living God, and I will respond accordingly. They do not expect to hear me, even as they do not acknowledge me, and so they will not hear. Their ears are shut. Their eyes are blind. Their hearts are turned away from me. And then Habakkuk 2, verse 20. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Habakkuk 2, verse 20. The next section is surprise. Suddenly, I will be the God of great surprises. This year will be a year of surprises. Some will astound. Some will cause skepticism. Some will cause disbelief. Some will see me, their blind eyes opened. Some will awaken as from sleep, hear and rise up as from the dead. Many will have their faith tested, and many who have not known me from my word and by my spirit will fear and lose hope in despair. But I am he who comforts those who mourn. I am he, the consolation of Israel, the living hope. And I am he who restores and preserves mine. I am, and I change not. The next section is supply. I am he who supplies all of your need according to the abundance of my riches and glory. There is no shortage of supply for those whose trust is in me. Next is secret place. Mine are waiting, watching, bearing witness, worshiping in the secret place. These desire to obey me, for they know me to be the one who loves them with an everlasting love. I am he who was sent by my Father to bear witness to the truth, to live in accordance with the law and the prophets, fulfilling all righteousness with joy, fulfilling prophecy, glorifying my Father in every obedience. I am he who was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. In the secret place, I strengthen you. I direct your steps. I come close as you draw near to me. I grant you grace as you humble yourself before me. I ready you for these days, that you be not afraid, but that you be strong in the grace that is in me, Christ Jesus, and you be strong and very courageous. Strength and courage. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you whithersoever you go. And that is Joshua 1, verses 8 and 9. Stay the course. 2022 will expose men's hearts. What has been sown will be reaped. So to righteousness. Hosea 10, verses 12 and 13. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. You have plowed wickedness. You have reaped iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies. Because you did trust in your way, in the multitude of your mighty men. Hosea 10, verses 12 and 13. Galatians 6, 7 and 8. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Wheat and tares have been growing together in the visible church. The separation of the invisible church, the called out ones, will show the result of sifting and sorting, separating and sanctifying, stripping. Stay repentant. Keep on seeking me even when it may seem I am not around. I am with you and for you, in you and working through you. Do not grow weary. Galatians 6, 9 and 10. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to the family of faith. Galatians 6, 9 and 10. Remember Habakkuk chapter 3. And so when you hear this or get the written version, you want to read the entire chapter 3 in Habakkuk. The promises are yes and amen. Remember the Lord your God keeps covenant. Remember those things that are not in vain. Next section is struggle. 2022 will be a year of struggle. Prevail as did Jacob, Genesis 32. I, the Lord, prevail in death and in life. Romans chapter 8. Though you wrestle with the word, though you struggle and squirm with sanctification and the work of the Holy Spirit, I will prevail. My faith does not fail. My love does not fail. My power does not fail. My word does not fail and is not changed. Let me amaze you. Salvation. And the last thing I would say to you of 2022 is this. The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So to the Spirit, so as a laborer in the harvest, so the seed of the word into good soil. I am the shining one. Evil may have its day, but I will come suddenly, show up, shine forth in blazing glory, shoot down my enemies, shatter the silence, and strengthen your faith. I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. And that's what I received. And now I want to talk a little bit about something here. Psalm 55, that's a psalm that I'm going to suggest to pray before the Lord, Psalm 55. And then I want to mention this. Isaiah 14, verse 12. How you have fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the ground, O destroyer of nations. Isaiah 14, 12. The day star here, this refers to the king of Babylon. And here's a note I have. Lucifer, the day star or morning star, masquerades as an angel of light, as a shining one. But Jesus is the shining one, the morning star, the sun, S-U-N, of righteousness with healing in his wings. And you can look at Luke 1, verse 78, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, 2 Peter 1, verse 19, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Peter 1, 19 in the Amplified Version says, so we have the prophetic word made more certain. You do well. to pay close attention to it as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and light breaks through the gloom and the morning star arises in your heart. 2 Peter 1, verse 19. So Jesus, the morning star or day star, arising in people's hearts, references salvation. Jesus is greater than the temple. And then I'm referencing in here the Bible Hub.com on the Greek word epiphaneia in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8, for example, Jesus appears. He shows up. He breaks forth. He is light, breaking through the gloom. He shines forth. He shoots down his enemies. And in that process, he strengthens our faith. 2 Thessalonians 2 also warns us not to be deceived, but rather to be lovers of the truth. The false often precedes the true. The serpent, sometimes referred to as a shining one in Genesis chapter 3, came as the false light, false wisdom. In listening and turning from the living God, their creator, Eve and then Adam rejected Christ, the wisdom of God. They listened to a false wisdom, and in doing so, they rejected Christ, the wisdom of God, and took into themselves that forbidden fruit, which brought the result of expulsion from the garden, the curse, and spiritual death, which eventually was physical death. But in Genesis 3:15, we have, from our Creator, a promise of redemption. The Word of God enjoins us to love the appearing of Jesus Christ. We celebrate in remembrance the first appearing of Jesus the Christ. In the communion instituted by Jesus, we remember the Lord's death until he comes. So we look forward as we wait for the second appearing of him, of Jesus. As we wait, we experience on a smaller scale the appearing of Christ, as with Paul on the road to Damascus and John receiving the revelation. So we may struggle and wrestle, as in Ephesians 6, verse 12, and some other references here. Ephesians 6, verse 12. Genesis 32, Galatians 5, verses 17 to 23, and Romans chapter 7, they all speak of the struggle and wrestling and what we wrestle with, etc. But throughout, he who calls us is faithful, who also will bring it to pass. And the "it" there refers to the consummation of the covenant of grace. So as a reminder, we are just messengers. We send forth the general call. The general call goes out everywhere, kind of like, I mean, it's not exactly like, but you might think of advertising. Come in and get your free whatever. Well, what if everybody came in? Everybody. I mean, we kind of have that little problem down on our southern border right now in the United States. They kind of opened it to everybody in the whole, on the whole planet. Well, what if they all came? So we send forth the general call, scattering the word like scattering seed around the world. The Lord God makes that call effectual how and to whom he pleases. Okay. And so that is the amen, and we're going to pray and have a benediction at this point, but we will not be completely finished. So, Father God, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask you, Lord, to help us during 2022. We ask you, Lord, to help us to take time to seek you and to listen for you, to listen for you, to read your word and to listen to you. And Lord, help us. We don't know what kind of surprises these are going to be, but help us through that to know that your word does prepare us, Lord. We are prepared. The more we know of you and your ways from your word, and it's in there, we will be ready for these surprises. And we do pray, Lord, that you will open blind eyes and that you will open deaf ears and you will turn hearts that they might be saved. And we thank you, Lord. There is no shortage of supply for those who trust in you. Lord, we have been in a secret place and this has come upon us really because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is, you know, all over now. And yet the word of God is not chained. And no one stops you from your purposes, Lord. And so help us to get into that secret place and that you will strengthen us and direct our steps, that you will enable us to draw near to you, and that you would grant us grace as we humble ourselves before you. Lord, let us be strong and very courageous. Help us, Lord, to stay the course. Preserve us, Lord, and enable us to persevere. And Lord, help us not to grow weary in well-doing. Help us, Lord, to remember the message of Habakkuk chapter 3 and that the promises are yes and amen. Help us to remember you, that you are the Lord our God who keeps covenant. And help us, Lord, to remember those things that are not in vain. And Lord, as we go through a year of struggle, let us remember that that is true not only in 2022, but in the Christian life. And God, help us, because we know that you will not fail. You will not fail. We thank you, Lord, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so when we have the Holy Spirit, there is liberty. And help us to sow to the Holy Spirit. And let us sow the seed of the word into good soil this year. And help us to remember that Jesus is the morning star or the day star, the shining one who will come suddenly, show up, shine forth in blazing glory and shoot down his enemies, your enemies, Lord, shattering the silence and strengthening our faith. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And now if you please stand for the benediction.
Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.